Hey everyone, Coach Larry here. Today I want to share with you a model that I teach my leaders on how to improve their relationships with people around them at work, like their direct reports. This model is called the SCARF model, SCARF, and it originated from David Rock. He's a neuroscientist in his book, Your Brain at Work. So take out a piece of paper right now, if you could. And write down SCARF from top to bottom, SCARF. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of just go through it and define what they mean and talk about how you can build better relationships and at least analyze your relationships using the SCARF model. So essentially what this model tells us is that there are five things that can cause a reaction in people to move away or distrust or repel against what you're putting out there, what you're selling, or move toward to build trust or believe in what you're putting out there. So, what I like to teach my leaders to do is to think about their relationships and think of it that their relationships through these five dimensions. So, the first one is S is status. So, for many individuals, status is critically important. It influences their confidence. When things that will increase your status, for example, at work, it might be a promotion or it might be getting that key project. Things that take away from your status are, for example, when your colleague gets that key status. So, thinking about your relationships and think about how that person's perception of their status may be. The second is certainty. So, one of those things that helps build that toward response, in other words, trusting response, is if I am very certain about my future, there's a lot of change at work. When there's uncertainty, it makes me nervous and I tend to shut down. When there's certainty, I have a good idea about what will happen in the future and even what you don't know about what's going to happen in the future. So, certainty is the second aspect of the SCARF model. The A in the SCARF model is autonomy. So, when I have autonomy, I'm able to make my own decisions and have better control of my future. That helps build trust and helps build confidence in me and improves my relationship. When I don't have autonomy, I don't have control of my future, and it has the opposite effect. The R in the SCARF model stands for relatedness. So in this example is to what extent do I have a relationship with my team, with you? For some people, relatedness is more important than others. So being part of a team feels very, it may be very important for that person and can influence her or his confidence and the ability to get the work done. And the F stands for fairness. And of all five, this may be one of the most powerful motivators. When I feel there's a sense of fairness, I'm being treated fairly, then I'm more likely to believe you, go along, and trust. If I feel that I'm not being treated fairly, then many people will shut down. So, what I encourage you to do is have a conversation with the direct reports during your one-on-ones, and just get a sense for which one of these are the most important aspects of their how they identify and how they see themselves, and which ones are those triggers for them. Now, if you email me, I will send you a link to an online assessment that you can take for yourself and you can even share with your direct reports. It's from the Leadership Institute, and you'll need to add your contact information and you'll just take this online assessment and they'll share with you a really nice report that shows for you and for those that report to you or whoever takes that assessment, which ones are their greatest triggers and which ones are their lesser triggers. So to summarize, the SCARF model is a great way to analyze the relationships with your team and learn how to better interact with your individual team members. I know many times there's a re reaction when there's a reaction that I get that surprises me, I look to SCARF. Was it their sense of status that was impacted? Their sense of certainty about the future? Their autonomy? Their relatedness? In other words, their relationship with the team? Or do they feel they're not being treated fairly? And usually when I think about that, I'm able to pinpoint it. I'm able to address it directly with that person. So use that SCARF model moving forward with your relationships. Email me again at lobryan@mendozaandobryan.com if you'd like the link to take that assessment for yourself. And please visit my website at www.mendozaandobryan.com. Thanks so much. Back to you.